I'm Gene Moreno, along with Brent Stevens. The Biggest Little Farm, this is a documentary by John Chester and his wife Molly. They work on to develop a sustainable farm outside of L.A. It's won a slew of film awards over the past year, a very Grandin type of film.
It is, and it's really kind of an interesting sort of mix of two types of films. Your standard sort of nature documentary, The Gazelle Glides Through the Forest. It's got that same kind of approach with the photography. There's all this slow-mo photography, but all that is applied to basically a big-scale family farm like you might see around here.
They have a lot of ups and downs. A Variety magazine article says they finally hire some vaguely loony guy that helps them turn apricot farms into a viable operation. But you actually said that you know somebody who knows John Chester, the director.
Right. It's the Kevin Bacon thing in Roanoke. Kelly Kemper, actually, who lives in town, went to high school at Stephen Decatur High School in Ocean City, Maryland with John Chester. And she talked about two influences. One, they both were in theater together. They had this woman named Gwen Freeman, who was a big patron of the arts in the high school. And they actually had 2 hours every day of theater instruction. People don't know this about Ocean City and the Delmarva region, but it's a huge breadbasket. You go 10 miles inland from the beaches, and there's every kind of crop you can imagine. It's even more diverse than sort of the southern beaches. You get everything. And he's from that area, so he grew up seeing farming firsthand.
I'm just wondering, with the ups and downs, and it goes through the whole thing, and eventually, I guess, it becomes successful. Do you think it might even inspire some people, Brent, who just want to grow a few vegetables in their backyard?
Well, that's actually where a lot of homesteaders say they start, and it kind of gets on a slippery slope there. I think it's interesting, too, because it's actually one of the few movements right now that unites both Republicans and Democrats for different reasons. People that don't want government in their lives and don't want to have to deal with corporate farms and all that kind of thing. And then also people who want to live off the land and be autonomous.
Do you think it's something people will relate to?
Absolutely. I would never do it, but I actually have harbored little fantasies like that. And I think that appeals to a lot of people these days.